You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to director and photographer In Crypt. My favorite part of her interview was talking about her concept of Cholotron, which is combining robots with lowriders. Thanks for tuning in. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest tonight on the podcast. Please welcome for the first time, director and photographer, In Crypt.
Woo!
What's up?
What's cracking?
So we finally got you. We got hip to you through your homie, Rivery. So shout out to Rivery.
Yeah, shout out to Rev.
And y'all grew up together?
Yeah, we grew up together.
Whereabouts on the east?
In Highland Park.
Highland Park.
Northeast LA.
Northeast LA. Yeah. Same street and everything?
No, I actually moved to Highland Park when I was about 16.
Mm-hmm. And from where?
Lincoln Heights.
Oh.
And I was actually homeless for a little bit.
You were homeless?
Yeah.
How many years? Like how long?
About 8 months.
How did you survive?
Until I turned 18 and I was able to get my own crib.
That's what's up.
You know what's so fucked up? You want to hear something crazy?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's so fucked up. Like, you can be homeless and have money, you know, and still not be able to have anywhere to live.
Where do you sleep at night?
Because I went too quick, but I used to drug deal when I was little because I had no way of getting by.
Would you slang weed?
Yeah, slang weed and other weird stuff.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, I had to do what you had to do.
Yeah, I had to do what I had to do. But I had the money to not sleep in my car. I had a car. I was like really young and I had a car already off all the hustles. Mm-hmm. And I had money to stay somewhere and to rent somewhere, but nowhere where they would rent to me because I was 16. And then nowhere, I couldn't get a hotel room because I wasn't of age.
Yeah.
So I was forced to literally live on the streets. Even if I had like $60, I would like have to hire a bum to get a hotel for me and pay him and then be able to.
But then hit him up? Would you give him a little money too doing that?
That's what I had. Not because they want, because I wanted to be nice. I had to.
Oh, it was a part of the deal.
Yeah. They're not going to do it just because they feel like it.
Right. Yeah. Now, what's like, didn't you get into, living on the streets, like there's a lot of dangers. Can you mention some of the dangers?
Every night I slept in my car when we didn't have anywhere to sleep. sleep, me and my partner at the time. And if it wasn't there, I had to, like, constantly find places to sleep. So I would have to ask friends and their moms, and it was the most awkward thing ever to be like, oh, you're going to have to ask my mom, like, if you can sleep over again. And I'll be like, I have to say it. Okay, can I sleep over?
You know? Yeah, but what and if then, you, what if that never went down? Did you go to the park or something?
Car. I'll sleep in the car. I had my own little car, so I would sleep there.
So aren't there other dangers?
And I would sleep in RVs. So my partner's families, they were on drugs, so we would just jump from RV to RV or hotel to hotel. And sometimes they just wouldn't answer the phone, so we had nowhere to sleep. And yeah, I had to sleep in the car or whatever.
That's crazy.
Yeah, she was crazy. If it
wasn't
especially
me, in L.A. too, because it's not like Midwest. There's dangers out here.
Yeah,
right? There's a lot of gangs.
I grew up in a gang, freaking infested neighborhood. So like, I was affiliated too. I was kind
of
like,
wait, just because of just being on the street,
you're kind of forced into it. Not only
what
that,
do you mean? What do you mean by that? Just
you have to
association.
Hustle. Yeah, association. Everyone I grew up with were all gang members. All my families were all gang affiliated.
So it's just your
environment.
Environment.
You literally have no choice. You have no choice.
What if you
and
say,
then not only that, but they love you, and those are the people that love you. So you can't be like, oh, because you're a gang member, I'm not going to hang out
so
with you.
So is it really like La Familia?
Yeah.
Like his family?
You actually love them. And there's people I grew up with that I never thought were going to be like freaking killers one day, and they are. And
you knew them
sucks.
As kids and everything?
Yeah. I have a lot of my cousin right now is in jail for murder. And
that's crazy.
And he got lost in the sauce.
The yeah.
And he got lost in the sauce and in the surreal reality that they live in the streets. And I seen it because it was addicting.
Yeah.
It was addicting to like not know what's gonna happen tomorrow.
Yeah.
Living on edge, just being able to do drugs and not have anyone tell you anything.
Yeah.
Nobody judges you. You would be in a room full of everyone who does drugs, so it wouldn't feel horrible.
That's crazy.
Like, yeah, and those are the people you grow to love. You get conversations, you start getting like more embedded into their story, and then you feel bad and you don't want to leave them behind, and next thing you know, you got like three people homeless together.
That's crazy, that's reality, huh?
Yeah, that's like some real shit. Yeah.
So okay, what if are there any situations where, let's say, a kid grows up on that street but they want to like play soccer or like pursue something else, do they have a choice, or do they get a pass or anything?
I guess, well, I'm not gonna say my life was completely like horrible. I'm the one who decided to be homeless.
Yeah.
And not only that, but I got kicked out of my house when I was 16 for being gay. Well, I'm bisexual, but they didn't understand that.
What, your mom and dad?
My dad threw me out on the streets. Yeah.
So he's more traditional Latino. Super, like, you know what I mean?
He thought he was gonna be able to handle it. When he finally saw me with the opposite sex, he couldn't handle it, and
it tripped him out, or what?
Yeah. And he pretty much said like, it's either you leave them or you both out of here. And I was like, I'm not gonna leave them.
So
on
you
the
stood.
Streets. So I stood my ground. I guess I'm gonna have to go too. And he threw all my shit out and said, get the fuck out.
That's
and
crazy.
That was it. So, yeah, that's why crazy. I was homeless, because I was gay. You know, it's so fucked up. But
yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. So there's a lot of me out there right now, even right now, like having not been able to tell their parents that they're gay because they're afraid they're going to be homeless. And like, that shit's some real shit.
It's real.
Yeah.
Like, now, how did you, because you're doing a lot better now. Like, how did you get out of that?
Fuck.
Lifestyle.
Well, I had a lot of mentors in school.
You want to give them a little shout out to
anything? Yeah, shout out
teachers
to
teachers or
shout
counselors?
Out to all my teachers, to my counselor.
What, like, high school? Or?
Yeah, Franklin. I'm a true Panther graduate, 2009.
What high
Franklin,
school?
Franklin High School.
So shout out to Franklin High School.
Yeah.
You know, LA
I love
Unified.
Everybody there. Everybody was so fucking awesome. If it wasn't for my counselors, my teachers, and everybody who helped me, I wouldn't be anybody right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wouldn't be shit without them. Like,
so they gave you some good lessons?
Yeah. They were always there. They knew I was homeless. They knew I was like, like really involved in gangs. They knew, and they knew how smart I was at the same time.
Yeah.
So they would always push me like into like cool programs and internships, and always had me doing shit all the time. So I wasn't really involved in school too. I was I was in basketball. I was like in every freaking club you could think of.
Yeah.
And still homeless and still working at Subway.
Right.
That's how
I
got by. I worked
That's
at
what's
Subway.
Up, man. Yeah. I was at Jamba Juice here. on Melrose.
That's cool.
Jamba Juice, Fat Sal's. I did that too.
That's sick.
IHOP, waiter, did it all.
Yes.
Yeah.
I sold the internet. I sold Dish Network.
It's hard. Those jobs are hard though. Huh?
Yeah. Because they mold you. And then
you have to be nice.
And you have to just take it. Service jobs make you like humble you like so much.
Say that one more time to the camera.
Service fucking jobs humble you so much. Like I'm not a dick to anybody that serves me. My mom was a waitress for a long time. I tip. I fucking make sure like they know that I appreciate them going out of their way to do whatever the fuck it is.
Right.
Like, my mom used to do it all the time and people wouldn't give a fuck. And I'd be like, damn, y'all crazy. Like, she comes, she busts her ass in each table to make sure you're having a good experience.
She worked hard.
And sets her whole, like, feelings aside just to serve somebody every fucking day,
that's
you know?
That's crazy.
So, yeah.
Did you grow up with siblings, brothers or sisters?
Yeah, I have one sister, older sister.
Just give her a shout out,
no? No, I wouldn't.
Okay, that's cool. so, is this, because I've never had, this platform, I've had a variety of different people, like musicians, DJs, comedians, but I haven't had any graffiti people.
Yeah.
Did you grow up around that world too?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So did Rev. Actually, Reverie was a...
She did mention a crew or something.
Yeah, PUG, Pinup Girls Crew.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I was from Pinup Girls Crew.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah, yeah.
So how do you get into that?
Oh, that's funny.
Because that's a different world too,
yeah,
right?
It's a different world. So there's a whole like, it's funny. It's like...
Because there's your gang thing, but then graffiti is separate.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll say there's tag banging crews and then there's...
Okay, what's the difference with tag banging and regular banging?
So a tagging crew is just completely graffiti, like all about the art.
Getting up.
And tag banging is when they start crossbreeding both graffiti with gangs. So now, like,
that's a real sticky gray area, isn't
that
it?
That one's scary because what happens with tag bangers, crews become the prerequisite to a gang.
Oh, they prep you.
Yeah.
It's like your junior varsity.
Yeah.
But
yes, exactly.
You're junior, JV.
You're rookie.
And then you have people scouting. And then people are scouting you.
Yep.
Like and then, the big OGs.
Yeah, the big OGs. And they start seeing if you're ready. And then they start luring you in more and more.
What do they start doing? Like, hey, come on this mission.
Come on this mission. Oh, no. They start telling you this. I love you. You're great. You're amazing.
They do that?
Yeah, they're like
predators.
So they
do it with kindness?
Yeah.
So it's psychological.
Yeah, they make you love them so much and they fucking look out for you. And
do they
probably,
buy you meals?
And they probably do end up loving you because even them, they're fucked up in the head too. Like everybody's fucked up in the head out there.
But it's
real. And it's like, I was there because I didn't have love from anybody. I was
but they gave you love?
And they gave me love. So I was just there because I wanted to just be around the laughter and the I got your back. And no matter what happens,
loyalty.
To you, I
would
got
you say it's
you.
Loyalty,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So you just kind of get accustomed to that, and you don't trust anybody else, and then you just realize like, oh shit, now we're throwing up gang signs out of nowhere. Like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah,
like, you know what I mean? And then next thing you know, you're in a fucking gang. You get jumped the next day. You're in. Like, I never officially was part of a gang. I was in a tag banging crew, and then Pinup Girls Crew was a tagging.
How
crew.
Deep were you guys?
The girls?
Yeah, the girls.
So the whole, we had an all-girl crew.
So it's PUG?
PUG, Pinup Girls Crew.
Pug.
Yeah, Pug.
That's dope.
That's what we write, yeah.
Oh, then maybe with t-shirts with the Pug dog.
Yeah, well, we used to rock Pugs. That was
What's, are those shoes?
No, like just Pugs, anything Pugs.
Anything Pugs.
Like if there was little fucking, little dog would rock them,
And then did you have a name? Like what was your name? Because you come up with aliases,
I had a few, but they never really stuck. I had Chio. They would diss me by calling me Chiho. They would say fucked up shit to me.
And then where would you get stuff like that? She got me this.
Yeah.
Where would you get stuff like, because this is
in Pasadena at Blix.
And so how would you come up?
We would rack them.
Okay, describe to the listeners and viewers, what does racking, because they might not know.
You grab the shit. And you fucking run.
That's called racking?
Yeah, you just rack them, yeah.
So,
we used to do that at Home Depot, too.
So do you come in with disguises Rustos. And backpack, like JanSport?
Yeah.
Like a backpack?
Oh, sometimes we'll be ruthless. We'll go to Home Depot, and we'll carry a JanSport and throw all the Rustos in there, because those are not caged.
What is a Rusto?
The brand. So the acrylics were always...
That's spray paint.
Yeah, the spray paint. So the acrylics were always caged, and the Rustos...
Oh, so locked up.
Yeah. And then the acrylics and the freaking Krylons and the those were always locked up, but the dollar cans and the Rustos weren't. So we would just rack a bunch of Rustos and the dollar cans.
Holy moly.
So Home Depot has their own.
That's what's up.
They're smart. Home Depot's like,
they caught on, especially in LA, right?
And they made their own spray can.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're the dollar cans.
That's crazy.
And they suck bad.
So,
they drip.
Oh, they drip?
Yeah, it's
so
gross.
You know about, like, fat cat, like, there's a whole world in that, right?
Yeah, it's a whole. I just sound like I'm really good, but I'm okay.
But
Reverie would help me finish my letters because I wasn't that good. Yeah, yeah.
Did you like what would a mission be? She was a legend. Like, would you come out after midnight? You go out, hit the freeway.
No,
like,
sometimes it'd be during the day.
During the day.
Yeah.
How do you get away with that?
You just do. You run.
Huh?
You just run.
You just run. Is there an adrenaline rush when you?
Yeah, that's what keeps you going. It's kind of like it becomes a drug. It's literally
it's
a
like
drug.
Dopamine, like
yeah,
oh,
literally
dude.
A drug, yeah.
Yeah,
hiding, running from cops, jumping fences, screaming while you're running, like all that shit.
Yeah,
like, I just had this whole.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's cool,
so
yeah.
What makes? How do you get? What does all city mean? Go ahead.
What do you mean all city?
Like I heard that term, like oh he's all city or all what, like if you get up a lot or something.
Oh yeah, yeah. So if you're everywhere, I guess here they call you all city. I haven't heard that term in so long.
Oh, is that?
I don't know, but I'm not in the graffiti world.
Right. It's just interesting because we don't have we don't really talk about it a lot.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So when did you? Okay, so you did that with Rivery, but then when did you, like, get into like what you're doing now, like? The hip-hop, the videos,
fuck.
Directing.
It's so weird. Okay, so besides me being homeless, being, like, all drug addicted, mm-hmm. tag-banging, in the midst of all that crazy shit, I was actually a really good student. I was a straight-A student.
What was your favorite subject?
I was really into, not subjects, more like things, like technology. I was into technology.
Computers and...
Yeah, computers.
Yeah. Editing too, right?
No, I didn't even learn editing until a couple of years ago.
But you learned it.
Yeah, but I learned it because I know software. Yeah, so I knew technology was going to be my tick, and I like engineering, and I would always put shit apart and put it back together. And,
yeah.
And I was artistic too, like I know how to draw and shit. Like.
So you're in... Because you have an amazing shirt on right now.
Yeah.
Can you like, show the camera? Yeah. Like, it's really dope. And,
this is Brown Love. Yeah. This is my drop from a couple months ago. It was a Popo Itza, the love story.
Damn, that's
and
insane.
The Aztec warrior and the princess.
Paulina. You seen Apocalypto?
Yes.
That's great like, movie.
That type of vibe.
Yeah.
And
show them the back.
So I made a Transformer version of that same. I didn't draw it. Shout out to my homegirl. Her name is Kimberly. She's from TJ. She
The mic. Can you put the mic? Yeah.
My homegirl.
Yeah.
My homegirl from Mexico City.
That's what's up. Okay.
Help me make it.
And then where can people buy that right now?
Oh, they can't buy it anymore. It's sold out. But
when
I'm going to be restocking.
Because that's a hot seller.
Thank you. I'm going to be restocking in about a month. So you guys look out. These acid washes are really limited.
That's amazing. Even the lettering.
I know. Thank you.
That's amazing.
It's all custom.
That's amazing.
I love it.
So that's like really art inspired.
Yeah.
That's
all my shit is like super.
Is
like,
it super like letters like that?
Yeah. It's dope. It's really. My shit's
dude,
really dope.
Dude, it looks dope.
I have a really cool drop that just finished called Be Fucking Nice.
Can we talk about that?
Be Fucking Nice is awesome.
Describe it. Go ahead.
So people always ask me like, what's your secret to success? How is it the fuck that you get so far so quick? With me, I've like since I was young, everything I do, I kind of elevated or I ended up being like really good at it. So they're like, how do you fucking get so quick, far up and everything you do? And I said, just be fucking nice. And I literally caught myself saying that so many times. Like being fucking nice will get you so far in life. You guys,
When did you learn that lesson?
Huh?
When did you learn that?
When I started seeing my sister's life crumble and go into shit. And then I realized it's because she wasn't a nice person.
Right.
So I grew up already with the, you know how you grow up and you start looking up to your brother and sister.
You're like,
I want to be like them when I grow up.
Yeah, all the time.
I was the opposite. I was like, I do not want to be like that.
Oh, it's the opposite.
Yeah, so she taught me how not to be, and that's why I am who I am today.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So I catch myself realizing that it was because I am a fucking good person, and just being fucking nice will get you so far. And that's how I got into life, so... I said I'm going to make a shirt inspired by that. So I made my own like.
That's so dope. And where can people, do you have a website?
I want to plug
it real quick. Go ahead.
Inscribebyencrypt.com. Inscribebyencrypt.com.
Spell it out for them. Like
it's INSKRYBE by Encrypt, E-N-K-R-Y-P-T.
Yeah, it's Encrypt is spelled a little different. So it's E-N.
Is it the K?
It's with the
so,
K, guys.
So it's Inscribe and Encrypt, but with the K. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you could just look EncryptLosAngeles.com.
Yeah. You know, I
they
just
both,
thought,
they both go through the same shit.
I just thought of a great idea. Maybe, I just got a thought.
Yeah.
What if you do a collab with, have you heard of Esteban Oreo?
Oh, yeah, of course I know him.
Yeah. Because I like him. I'm a fan.
Shout out to Esteban.
Yeah, shout out to Esteban.
I love him.
You know, I was going to, he was close to getting on here.
Yeah.
He was so busy, though. But yeah. He messaged me back.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, but that'd be cool if you guys do a collab.
Ah, man, I wish. We should do an Esteban.
But
Esteban,
if you're watching this shit.
Yeah.
Is he the OG or what?
Yeah, he's the OG. That's who we all looked up to.
Everyone looks up in LA or what?
Yeah, that's our director, you know, our photographer. He's the one who put a staple on.
He put everyone on the map, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. I've had the pleasure of being around him a few times. And
oh, you were like at events or what?
Actually, we met at a juvenile hall event.
What was that about?
So they invited us, actually, Reverie. Reverie was one of the guests and the Orange County Correctional Facilities for juveniles invited us over to talk to their youth, and I went with her to photograph it and to just document the moment, and Esteban was there.
Wow.
And he did a whole portrait session on all the juvenile kids and had them blown up and had a whole art show for them to see themselves.
That's
it was
crazy.
Fucking epic.
He takes really good
Film photos.
Photos.
Yeah, yeah. His photos in general are amazing.
It's amazing, right?
So nobody's ever going to get to see these portraits that I saw in person that he took.
Well,
up
why
every,
is that?
Because it's a whole, you can't get pictures out of prison.
Oh, right.
It's a whole.
There's rules and regulations.
I've never even been able to share the photos I took. Only I took a portrait of him there and some portraits of Reverie at the juvenile hall that actually got cleared.
Yeah.
But there were only like three images. And I took pictures of a bunch of kids. And
that's everything. Crazy.
They even did a whole little performance, a little monologue. And it was
drama?
Yeah.
The kids in there?
Yeah.
So they had to memorize lines?
Yep.
That's crazy.
And they wrote their own pieces. It was the most, I don't even know if I'm supposed to talk. I think I'm fine talking about it. Anyways,
yeah.
it was amazing.
That's a positive thing. It's a program they have.
I'm like, they were so exclusive about it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It was beautiful, though.
No,
how we met.
So shout out to Esteban. You're always welcome here, Esteban. We're huge fans of yours.
You should come through.
Yeah, please come through. Like, as far as music, like, what kind of music did you grow up like listening to? I'm sure it had an inspiration on you.
Everything. I'm everything. I was a rocker fool. I was a
rock group?
I was
groups?
A chola fool. Yeah. You know? I was everything.
Yeah.
I don't know. We used to listen to everything. I don't know. From alternative to metal to punk.
So like even Iron Maiden and stuff like that?
Yeah, I love the Let Out Dude.
Yeah.
For sure. Metallica,
yeah.
I don't know, Nirvana.
What
Red
about
Hot
like
Chili
the
Peppers.
new wave, like the whole like synthesizers?
The furthest I'll go is probably like Skrillex. You know, shout out to Skrillex, he's from Highland Park too.
Really?
And so is Billie Eilish.
Billie Eilish?
Yeah, she's from Highland Park.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No,
yeah.
I didn't know
and
that.
And so is Bobo from Cypress Hill.
Shout out to Cypress Hill, Be Real, and Send Dog.
Staying in the membrane.
So you, I mean, they probably had an influence on, I mean.
Yeah, and I'm so fucking blessed to say I'm friends with Bobo. Shout out to Bobo.
He's
a drummer, yeah.
He's like, doesn't he play the Congos
yeah,
live?
Me and him have dinner at his house. He'd be
oh, you know him
up.
Like that?
Yeah, we have dinner. He'd be cooking it up for me.
He's from your neighbor, like
yeah. He's from my neighborhood, from Highland Park. Hey, the world's crazy.
So Cypress Hill's from that area.
Yeah, Bobo is. Yeah, Bobo grew up in Highland Park.
Where's Sin Dog and Be Real from?
I think in more Pico, but LA. They're all from LA.
So on the east.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
I think Pico. I'm gonna say it wrong. Sorry, Be Real. Don't be mad.
Oh, right.
Not sure. But I just know Bobo's from Highland Park.
Have you met Sin or Be Real?
Yeah, I've been around them.
Okay. I need to hear. I'm a fan. I
followed them on
go
tour
ahead,
a couple
ahead.
Years ago.
Yeah.
And then actually, me and Bobo became friends. We met in Paris about.
Wait, in Europe?
Yeah.
How'd you ended up in Europe?
Yeah, I've been tour. I'm Reverie's tour manager
that's
as well.
Oh, okay, we're gonna get to all that too.
Yeah, so we've been to like 14 countries.
That's
but in
crazy.
One of those tours, I met Bobo in Paris.
And was he nice?
Yeah, fucking, he's the sweetest man on earth. Him and Redmatic.
Shout out to Redmatic. Redmatic's been here. Yeah. Respect to the Beat Junkies. Right. Yeah.
Red's the shit.
But I want to know, so you've been around Cypress Hill, the crew.
Yes.
I want to hear about that.
Oh, man. What do I say? I'm young. So I try to get into the, like, the mix, but they're all OGs, and it's intimidating as fuck sometimes. You feel me?
Yeah.
But they smoke a lot.
Especially Be Real, huh?
Yeah. I have fucking videos. The fattest joints that I've ever smoked in my life.
Were like within, bigger than this?
Yeah. I have like literally hand. I have fucking videos like bigger than that. Like this. I had to hold it.
A joint like that?
Yeah.
You guys could. They smoke. They.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
And they like a blunt, like a spliff? Yeah. What the hell? So that's how you met, just smoking?
No. I met Bobo backstage when he was on tour with Cypress Junkies, which is a group that him and Rheumatic made called the Cypress Junkies.
I did not know that.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No. So it's Rheumatic from the Beat Junkies.
And Bobo from Cypress Hill. They made a group together called the Cypress Junkies.
That's cool.
And they tour all over Europe as well.
So it's like DJ collabing with the rapper.
And they go back to back battles in their shows.
Like with the spin, with the scratching, and then that's crazy. So you met him through that?
Yeah, I met him there in Paris. And then we hit it off. It's just like, what the fuck are you doing in Paris? And then we're like, I'm from Highland Park. Me too. And then
once you said
And Rev's like, me too. And then we're like, we're all from Highland Park.
So that's already the Highland Park connection.
Yeah. Yeah, and all the way from Paris.
That's crazy.
And that's the only reason I think I would ever had my foot in Cypress Hill's presence was because of Paris. There's no way you can just bump into them here. Like,
no way.
It'd be rare. No even way. If you did, they wouldn't even care. Probably like
right. But it's because you were in Europe.
Yeah, and that
were they cool? How was Be Real cool?
They weren't there. Yeah. It was just Bobo and Rhett. Yeah. But I met Be Real after I went on tour with them. I followed them on tour. I think about 2 years ago, I just jumped around from show to show and followed them.
You met them like that? Backstage?
Yeah, backstage, hey, smoking, yeah.
And they're chill?
And they're super chill. And then Rev's been on Be Real TV a few times, so I'm always around them.
I'm a fan of that.
Yeah.
They're sick.
Shout out to Cypress Hill, though. One of my favorite groups. The little inside of me, 16-year-old me, would not fucking ever believe I'd be having dinner at homeboy's house while he's cooking for us. Like, what?
Barbecuing and everything.
Yeah, just that's... Hey, shout out to Bobo.
That's crazy. Yeah. Now, like you said, I want to talk about Highland Park again. Like, have you seen it change throughout the years?
Oh, yeah.
Gentrification?
Gentrification's crazy. But see, you're asking the wrong person about gentrification. Because I have a pros and cons kind of still. I'm not really, I don't know how I feel about it all the way.
Right.
So I do hate the fact that a lot of my friends got run out of their houses.
And that really happened.
Yeah, that really happened. A lot of them live in Victorville or like
Fresno or something.
But fuck. Bakersfield. Who knows where. Yeah. And it sucks. Like, and then they moved to Arizona. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Or Vegas.
I was in there many years. I lived out there many years.
Yeah. And you know what I mean? And then it just sucks. And it sucks to see them get like, you know, where they used to live, get run out. And not only that, because they're upside down on their mortgage. People assume that gentrification means people are just going to come and hand you double what your house is worth. No, it doesn't work like that.
They try to punk you.
Yeah.
For real.
They punk you forever and then you're in debt. So you have no fucking choice.
Yeah, it's wrong.
It's really...
It's going on right here.
I believe
it. What they do is they buy the property. Then what they do is they like they check the soil and they go underneath. So, you know, parking structure. They build these flats, these condos or some shit. Then they charge you $5,000 a month just for one room. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's really fucked up. And that's what they're doing. So I'm mad at that. I used to live in Highland Park. And to say... I couldn't walk around before.
What do you mean you couldn't walk around?
Because I was affiliated. I couldn't walk around. Like, at certain times, I wasn't allowed outside. You always hear the shootings were insane. They're starting to get bad again, I heard, from what I heard. But you couldn't walk around. And I'm like, tatted. I'm brown.
Yeah.
You know, like, it was hard for me to, like, walk around without getting hit up or getting...
What does that mean, getting hit up? Like where are you from?
Yeah, where are you from? Even from cops. And that was the...
Wait, cops say that now?
Yeah.
They say, where are you from?
The cops are the biggest gang in LA, you guys.
LAPD?
Yeah, they would punk us. They will come out the car and be like, where are you from? Where are you from?
That's right. The cops are talking like
this? Yeah, and then they'll diss you. Like, if you're from that gang.
They disrespect you?
No, no. You know, so each gang has their way of dissing you. Like, they'll call you something.
Well, what do you mean? Give me an example.
That would sound like something else. Like,
With me, they would say, hey, Chino. Like,
no.
Or like, Chino Pequeño.
No. Yeah, sure. Like, yeah, yeah.
Hey, Chino Pequeño. Hey, puto pequeño chino.
Yeah, some shit like that. Hey. But more like they got, like, the gangs have nicknames that you diss them with.
Like Squeaky.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, for example, like Avenues, they call them, like, noodles. You know, Highland Park, they call them jalapenos. Like, stuff like that.
Oh, so they, it's kind of like a disrespectful word to make them look soft.
No. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So this, they're gang. Yeah. So instead of the Avenues, so, it's like,
hey, noodle, hey, wet noodles.
Yeah.
And hey, like, what'd you say?
Yeah, exactly.
And no, that's gonna cause conflict.
Yeah, but you know that he's calling you that because you're a gang affiliated with that gang. So then they start doing that. They start punking people and being like, "Where you from? That's right, you noodle. What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do?" They'll start like harassing,
instigating.
And that would happen to me. I would get followed by cops.
Wait, they'll follow you?
Follow me all the way home and harass me.
Wait, in driving? When you're walking?
Yeah.
So you're walking down the street and they're like
harassing me the whole way.
What are you supposed to do to with that?
You ignore them and then
they shine their lights on you?
Yeah. And then they say, Where are you going? Why are you dressed like that? I bet you're from here. What the fuck? Where's your mom? And they'll be just saying shit and I'll be like, I'm of age. Get the fuck out of, like, can you please leave me alone? And then they get offended and then they stop you and then they put handcuffs on you and put you in the corner.
Is that legal? They can't put...
Yeah, they do that. And then they'll tell you when they decide that they're going to unhandcuff you because they have no reason to handcuff you. And then you keep asking them, why are they arresting you? And then they say that they need to check, make sure you're good. Keep you sitting there for like half an hour for no reason. They take the handcuffs on you and say goodnight.
What? That's happened?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's happened to me so many times. So I couldn't walk around. I would get hit up by cops. I would get hit up by gangs. People were getting shanked, like, down the street. Someone was getting down. Like, you just couldn't walk around. It was dangerous.
What about during the daytime, like at noon or something?
No, then you're fine. Yeah. During the day, it was like nothing.
So during the day, you're cool.
Yeah. It's still hot. It's still hot, but it's not, like, super hot as it is, like, at nighttime.
At night, it's a different story.
Yeah, that's what hot means. Like,
yeah,
it's hot.
So when they say, like, let's say a rival crew or something says, where are you from? How do you answer back to that?
With your gang, if you're from a gang. But if you want to be, and you know, if you know, this is the thing that happens. So you know you're from a gang and you know that they're your rival gang. You don't even want to say where you're from.
You don't.
But you have to.
Is that a rule?
Yes.
Or else they might check you.
Yeah. So then your own gang will check you for not claiming. Yeah.
How would they find out? They'll just through the streets?
Because the streets
will say... The code of streets?
Yeah, they'll go and blabber it out to the whole neighborhood how you were a little bitch.
You punked out.
You little bitch and you didn't claim and you cried and you held yourself.
So like, you're making the gang look weak if you don't stand up for it.
Exactly.
So it's like you're kind of like...
If you don't say anything...
Holy smokes.
Yeah, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. Regardless.
So when you say... Let's say you do say it, but is there a way in your energy, do you have to say, hey, fool, boom, and you say it?
Well, the ones that are loked out, the dudes that are all like,
what does loked out mean? What does that mean?
Like lit, like, I don't know.
They're like,
yeah, ready to just, they're die ready for the to game. Do it.
Yo, oh
yeah.
My God. He's a soldier.
Yeah, they're the ones that will scream it at you as soon as they see you. If you say, what's up, where you from? They'll be like, oh,
yeah, yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to make up a game.
Right. Yeah, yeah, they do that.
Yeah, and then if the other person, I've seen it where they get intimidated and they back off and they're like, oh, shit.
Oh, so it can work to their advantage.
Yeah.
But it's such a psychological
it's
event.
Like the bear trigger. So you scare the bear will run away.
Yeah.
Type of shit.
Like that. So
it's a gamble. Like, you just never know.
Gambling.
You never know what kind of fool you're going to encounter. So you just got to be ready. That sugar free says you gotta
That's
stay ready.
Crazy. So you just have to, when you're walking, do you always have to like be aware of that you're like always?
Yeah,
like,
that's how I was when I was growing up. Yeah.
So how did you learn that? Just the environment, like where to walk down and what to do.
Yeah, there's certain streets you don't walk down because that's where the
who teaches
are.
You that.
The streets do.
The streets do.
Yeah, they start telling you, don't go down there. Someone just got beat up, and you know, okay, someone just got beat up there, so I don't go around there again. Or the enemies just moved into this block. Don't come because now they kick it outside. So then just don't walk down that block.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and it was like that. Yeah. So I couldn't. So yeah, back to that. So I couldn't walk around. And now I can walk around without feeling like I'm going to get shot up.
When did that change, start changing for you?
During gentrification. I left.
Through gentrification.
Yeah, that's what happened. So it's just kind of like.
So it smells like white guys that look like Jesus, yeah, and they have a guitar.
But that's fucking weird. I've been gone. I moved to Vegas for 4 years.
So. I just got back.
Yeah. You live over there?
No. My friend had a comedy show, and he had an extra room for in his hotel room.
How was it?
So I helped with selling his merch.
Oh, cool.
Dude, there's some shady elements in Vegas, too.
Vegas is...
There are some characters walking
Vegas
on the
is a whole other podcast. Let's not talk about
it's
Vegas.
It's crazy.
I lived there for 4 years, so I have stories.
It's crazy. There's stuff going there. There's scams and all kinds of weird stuff.
It's a whole mafia-driven city, dude.
That hustles. There's scams.
No, like the real mafia runs that whole fucking city. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Dude, it's crazy.
I had a woman... stopped me on the street, and she was in a car, like a Cadillac, and we parked because we wanted to do vlogging off the strip. And she goes, "Hey, you, what's your name?" to me. So I go, I didn't know if I should say Stevie, you know, because that's my podcast. Mm-hmm. So I just said, "Steve." And she goes, "Oh, I knew it. I watch your podcast." And trip out. And then so she pulled to the side. And then when she got out, because I couldn't see what she was wearing, she wore like she was wearing high heels and this crazy dress, crazy like prom dress, like kind of makeup a little worn off. And so I was just, me and Jeremiah, we took a picture with her, but then we were just kind of talking. And we're like, "Oh, what do you do? It was like 3-4 in the morning or something. "What are you doing out this late? What do you do?" And she goes, "Oh, I'm a lady of the night."
So, I love it.
So, but the thing is, I don't know what that. He knew what that meant.
You didn't know what.
No, I didn't know. I thought.
What, you think she was Catwoman?
No, or? I was thinking that, you know, the Roy Orbison's a lady in red is dancing. I thought it was like, I don't know. I thought it was. I didn't know what it meant.
Yeah.
But when she left, and she goes, "Keep up the good content. I'm a fan. I like your podcast." She was cool.
Yeah.
But then she drove away, and then I turned to Jeremiah and go, "What's Lady of the Night?" And he looks around like this.
Like, bro.
Yeah, and he goes like this. He goes, "Hooker, dude." Duh. Hooker. I go, "Oh." I was tripping out because once he said that, and then I thought, she watches my podcast.
That's so cool. That's crazy. You'd be surprised who watches
this
podcast.
I know, that's crazy. But because I thought like just a bunch of like squares or like. Like, you know, like nerdy dudes who play Warzone or something.
You're about to have a bunch of cholos going to be watching your shit after this.
Really? Mm-hmm. That's crazy. I'll be at In-N-Out Burger. "Hey, bro, where are you from?" I'll be like, "In-N-Out Burger." In-N-Out Burger crew. I love In-N-Out, but I eat it 4 times a week.
Yeah.
You like it?
Yeah, I do. It's but delicious. not 4 times a week.
Every night, almost. Dang, every night.
That's wild.
Let's get back to your trajectory because it's getting more positive.
Yeah.
When did you start doing your thing, directing videos? You know what I mean? And all that. Going on tour. I want to get to that.
So,
yeah.
Okay. After I got back from, I lived in Vegas for a little bit, moved back. When I moved back, I ended up landing an amazing job at Sony Pictures.
What?
Yeah. And IT actually pursued computer science in college. And I'm a computer science major. And I started fixing computers for a living.
That's crazy.
I ended up landing a job there that was temporary. It turned into a full-time job. And I worked for them for about 4.5 years.
Crazy.
And I had my own little team already. I had a lot of good work. Everything was going great, making a lot of money. It was great. And then I started feeling stuck. I started getting depressed. I didn't understand why. And I felt like I just reached my peak at my dream job too quick. I was only like 24 when I got my dream job. And it was like, this is it. It started scaring me. And I started falling in love with photography and photos because of work. I would use their camera that I would use for physical damages to take pictures for warranty purposes.
Yeah.
So I started just sneaking that shit out of work. And I would go to Reverie's shows. And I knew she needed photos. So I was like, well, there's this fucking cool camera that I know is worth a lot of fucking money.
And you're using it?
Yeah, so I started
using
it.
Pictures?
Yeah, and I started using it in auto first, you know.
Yeah.
And I would just give them to her unedited, like
here you go.
Post them.
So she could post them on her website or social media.
Whatever she wanted. Just like, they didn't think anything of it. It was just fun. And then I started looking up the camera online, and I was like, holy shit.
How much was it?
That camera was like probably like an $800 camera. I forgot which one it was compared to what I have now. It was a little camera, you know? Mm-hmm. And then I looked up online what it does, and I was like, holy shit.
You could do video.
People, not only video, people could do crazy shit with this camera.
With that camera?
Yeah.
And do you remember what camera it was? Sony. Damn. Was it a Sony?
Yeah, it was a Sony, a small cyber shot.
No, that's okay.
I don't remember what it was called, but it was a Sony camera. And then I started looking into it, and I was like, oh, cool. So what else does this shit do? Then I realized there's editing involved. That's why people's photos look like that. So I was like, okay, cool. I'm really
photo editing.
Yeah. So I'm like, I'm cool with software, so I guess I'll learn Photoshop. So I started learning Photoshop. And then from there, someone told me, no, you have to use Lightroom.
Yeah.
So then I started getting into Lightroom, and I started getting really proficient at that. And then someone else told me you should just shoot raw. And then after that, I went all out. Like, I started taking, like, all these classes online on YouTube University. And I started fucking, like, just getting obsessed over this piece of equipment.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, what the fuck? I want to get this good. So I started, like, doing boot camp on my own.
Boot camp, like photo boot camp.
I would, like, every week I would give myself lessons that I needed to learn. Like,
oh, so you would make your own boot camp.
Yeah.
Like studying.
Yeah, I would be like, okay, portraiture this week. Next week's going to be long exposures. Next week's going to be sports or whatever the fuck. I just wanted to learn every aspect
like
of it.
Like even nature, too?
Nature. Yeah, I would do. I know how to do every fucking type of photography. Thank God.
What's your dream photography job? Like a Nat Geo, maybe? Like animals, maybe?
No.
Okay. Okay.
I'm sticking to album covers. I'm sticking to album covers.
Okay, album covers.
Album covers, yeah. And just fucking magazine shit.
And like, then I noticed, too, you have, like, I saw that picture with you and Slug. Like, you took picture of Slug from Atmosphere.
Yeah, I love Slug. Shout out to Slug.
Rhymesayers.
I love him.
Yeah. How'd you meet? Just real quick.
Slug, we met in Soundset 4 years ago.
Oh, in Minnesota? So yeah. Soundset is a festival they do in Minnesota. It's like a hip-hop event.
And it's massive.
How big is it? It's pretty... It grew, huh?
What the fuck? It looks like I felt like a little human with all those ants. And it was just weird. The weirdest thing. It was the biggest show I've ever been in.
So you were with Reverie there?
Yeah, and that's how we met.
Like backstage?
That was 5 years, 4 years ago
now.
That's
crazy.
And I barely took photos. I was just there.
No, you got a good picture of him. I saw it on your Instagram.
Yeah, the old... Oh, this new one.
Yeah. It has like a real crisp and clean like of him.
Thank you. Yeah. Shout out to Slug. So he's been supporting me ever since.
He's cool, he's nice to you?
Yeah, he met my mom. He took my mom.
How did Slug meet your mom?
My mom, I told my mom about Slug and I love Slug. Yeah. And he told me, oh, I'm going to be in Vegas. And my mom lives in Vegas.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, bring her out here. Show her what you do. I'm like, she doesn't take me serious. I was telling him, I was venting to him one day that my mom doesn't take my photography serious.
Yeah.
And she just said, why the photo? And she keep fixing computers. And he's like, well, bring her to a show so she understands.
Yeah.
And I brought her. And she was the only one backstage with her. Everybody
She got impressed.
Yeah.
Dude.
My mom loves Slug now.
Oh, she does?
Yeah, she loves him.
So your mom was chilling with Slug?
Yeah, in the backstage. Ah, there's pictures on Twitter.
That's crazy, dude.
So cool.
Yeah.
My mom's
Rest in peace Idea as well.
I know.
Yeah.
Idea's big, shit.
Yeah. Really talented.
Dopest fucking hype man ever.
Oh, yeah. Dope. Let's get back to your positive trajectory. So you got better at editing and photography.
Yeah, I got better at editing and photography. I got all obsessed. And then Rev's like, I need somebody to come with me on tour. Would you be down? And I said, no, I can't. I have a fucking full-time job.
You told her that.
Yeah, yeah, well, she knows that. And then she's like, well, she would always joke around with me, like, one day I'm going to fucking hire you. You're going to leave your job.
And then be my all-time on the road.
Yeah, on the road. Yeah. And then I was like, and what we're thinking was obviously first clerical, like handle my emails, my bookings, make sure I'm fucking in places on time. It was a lot of that. And then do some photos here and there. It wasn't even anything like crazy, like a formal position like that. So I told her, well, I have a fucking job here and it's like my career. What do I do? And she's like, well, you look unhappy as fuck. We barely see you.
Because she knows you like a sister, doesn't
yeah.
she?
Yeah, yeah. She knew I was starting to like really like die out. And she's like, you need something else in your life. Like, what are you going to do?
Whoa, and that's then, a home. Like, yeah. If she's saying stuff like that, that's a person who loves you.
I know. She does. She loves me. Yeah. So I listened to her and I was like, you know, and I had this crazy opportunity to leave work. And I said, fuck, let me just try it. and let's see what happens.
How'd you break it to your boss? Like, hey, I have this opportunity.
To this day, they think I'm crazy. Well, now they don't think I'm crazy. Yeah. They thought I was crazy. They first said, are you for sure? And then they said, if you need anything, please let us know. Like, if you... They were just like confused as fuck.
Yeah. Your boss.
Yeah. They offered me a job again like a couple years ago. It's funny.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
so you dipped and you
Yes, yeah, I said fuck it, let's try it out. I said I was gonna give myself a year just to see what happens.
What was the first tour you went on? Like, do you remember that?
Yeah, it was a tour with her and Gavlin, I think.
We've had Gavlin on here too. Oh, yeah, so shout out to Gavlin. Yeah.
I love Gavlin. That's my homegirl. Yeah, that's like my sister.
So that's your familia, right? That's your family.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's them.
Like, you grew up with her too?
Nah, she came into the picture after, but
she's a part of the crew.
But we love Gavlin. Yeah, yeah. Gavlin's one of us. Yes.
Are you cool with Blimes too?
Yeah, that's my girlfriend. We actually worked at Sony Pictures together.
Shout out to Blimes too. She's been on here. They've all been here.
I know. Those are all my girls.
It was your turn.
I know.
Those are your whole family.
How was I not here?
No, but you. We were going to get you on.
Yeah.
And look out for a Reverie Part 2. Because I was trying to look for you. I was messaging you frantically. I'm like, God, did she see my message? Because. And then I reached out to Reverie. And go, hey, Reverie, I'm sorry to bother you. I know you're busy. I'm looking for a crib, like, and I want her to come. And then she goes, oh, yeah, yeah. When are we going to do a part 2 with me, too?
She's so, awesome.
She's like, I just got 2 more songs done. I go, oh, we're going to make that happen.
Yeah, she's lit. Check her out. She's the hardest working person I've ever fucking met.
Oh, yeah, we have, like, right here, dude. I have her sticker right there. Yeah. And then I have her email.
That was based off of a photo I took of her.
Oh, you took that photo?
I took a photo and they made it.
Like that?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. So you took a year, and then what kinds of things were you, what events were you going to?
We're just doing a lot of touring right after, me and Rev went touring. I was doing a lot of her just taking photos, making sure she was on time on places. And then I turned into her tour manager, like, I think after the second
tour.
Wait,
you said tour manager?
Yeah.
So you were doing tour management too?
Yeah.
How did you learn? That's a lot of things to learn.
I learned because her previous tour manager ended up getting pregnant and moving somewhere, and she couldn't physically tour with them anymore.
Yeah.
So I was just a photographer and the PA, the personal assistant, and eventually I started just taking on those tasks little by little.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't want Rev to talk to anyone directly anymore.
They had to go through you.
Yeah, because it was awkward. You know, people act weird with money and make artists feel uncomfortable when it comes to money.
Yeah.
And it was just like this barrier that I knew didn't work.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck it. I'm going to start saying, where the fuck is the money?
You're going to do
it. It's not awkward.
So you handled that.
Yeah.
Did you have to do like book the hotels or
I didn't have
sound
to,
check? And
so
all that?
I would work with the booking agent. She was a booking agent. I was just a tour manager. So I wouldn't book anything. She would do all the booking.
Okay.
So, but I had to set up the itinerary. I had my, my app with every day, our itinerary every day, our tickets. I would have to wake up the girls, wake myself up, make sure everybody ate. Because sometimes we would forget to eat because it would be so on the
busy.
Go. Yeah, making sure everybody was like alive and not depressed. Making sure none of us checking in on each other. I would eat shit all the time. I would always fall. I would be hurt.
You would fall?
Yeah, I would fall.
Wait, like on stage?
Yeah.
Well, that's crazy. Yeah.
Because I would get too crazy.
So did you, So what cities were you, like, what kind of, where were you going?
I'm not going to go into cities, but most countries that we went to was, like, Switzerland, Germany.
You went to Switzerland?
Yeah, we kick it in Switzerland a lot.
Is it cool?
Switzerland's, like, Disneyland for real.
Really?
It looks fake, dude. I'm not even kidding. Like,
What's so different about it?
The grass is really green. The cows they don't look like they have cancer. I'm dead ass.
Wow.
We had this game where like someone gets $1 if you find trash on the floor, and you could never find trash.
There's anywhere. No trash in Switzerland.
No,
I'm writing Switzerland down.
No trash. Fuck, the hip hop fucking community is cool in Zurich. I think that's the most like grungiest seen.
What's Zurich?
Zurich. It was the most grungy. That's it. Besides that, everything's like Disneyland.
That's crazy. What are the people like?
Really nice. Fucking so Swiss is really nice. They're really nice and everyone speaks English. So it's
in
cool.
In Switzerland, yeah.
So, and it's French, English.
Is it mostly white people?
Yeah.
There's no, like, ethnicities there?
You know what? We hung out with a lot of, like, Persian dudes, I think, that were mixed and French and French people.
And they were out living there?
Yeah, so in Switzerland, it's Germans, French, and Swiss together, kind of.
And it's a mix of that.
Yeah, and then they have Swiss German, which is a completely different language from German.
It's a different language?
Yeah.
Damn.
So they have their own, in Switzerland, they have their own German.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's fucking nuts.
What's the weather like? Was it cold?
It's always, well, and it's cold, it's fucking cold, but when it's sunny, it's so beautiful.
It's so nice.
It's so beautiful.
So where, what other con? This is interesting.
Germany. You've been there? Germany's lit. Yeah, I love Germany.
What city?
Berlin. I love Berlin.
Berlin?
Berlin, Munich is cool. Munich
what's
is,
the buildings? Old structure, building structures?
Yeah, everything's like medieval, very gothic.
It looks like medieval?
Gothic.
Yeah.
We even went to Nuremberg. That's where like, the big marches for like Hitler, and you see all the like, you know, on the textbooks.
Crazy. Yeah,
we were there. I wasn't gonna like, do really the sign. There. I wasn't gonna do the sign. My hand was there. I'm like, she saw me. She got scared. Like,
she got scared. Oh, she
I'm
got
just kidding.
Scared.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, yeah. I'm just kidding.
That's
no,
crazy.
Yeah, we went through all of that, and that's where like the most like oldest buildings
damn.
In Europe are.
Yeah.
So Germany's cool because everybody speaks English too.
Yeah.
So
what
not.
About London?
I never been to the UK.
Okay, and then
France. France is different. France is different.
What do you mean different?
The French hate us. They just,
oh, right,
they just
hate us. Right. Oh, because yeah. The history, the wars. Yeah.
Yeah, they just don't really like us. You know, yeah. Like in Germany, if you get lost in the train station, someone's gonna stop and help you.
But
in France, no one gives a fuck. Like no.
They
ain't
gonna help you.
Yeah, they don't. And then they sometimes pretend like they don't understand you.
They pretend, they yeah. intentionally do that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not cool.
Yeah, they say you're like, excuse me. They're yeah. like,
oh.
Pretend like you, they don't even fucking hear you.
That's crazy.
And I'm telling you, this is for real because I have French friends
yeah.
that literally sit there and talk to me how America sucks for like 30 minutes. And dang. I have to just sit there and like listen to it. And I'm like,
that's crazy.
Bro, are you done?
Yeah.
Like, are you done? Like, I'm tired of hearing you talking shit
yeah,
about me. But the food is disgusting. I'm
yeah.
like...
What are they eating? Crepes and shit? Come on.
Hey, you know what's so weird? Like, shout out to my French homies. But yeah. I don't understand how they think their food's more superior than ours. But then again, I'm Mexican. So, I don't know. I don't
they
know
don't
American
got,
food like that.
They don't got enchiladas and asada. They don't have
but
any of that shit.
You know, but that's not really an American, though. I guess American to them is, like, hamburgers and fast food.
They don't have cheeseburgers out there?
Because we did fuck them up. Every fast food place that you see in Europe is American.
See that? There's Burger King, McDonald's.
I feel it though. It's pretty trash.
Yeah.
It is trash. But that's what they see America as like. And to me, I don't see that because I'm Mexican American. So I see enchiladas. I see burritos.
I love it.
I see fusion food. I see. To me, American food is fusion food. Like
yeah.
Vietnamese, American.
You like Korean food or what?
I love Korean. Bro.
Yeah, that's what's up. You're always welcome here.
K92.
That's what's up. Shout them out, dude.
K92 in San Diego.
Yeah, well, what kind of Korean? You like the stew? Kimchi jjigae?
Yeah, kimchi
stew. You like kimchi
jjigae?
Yeah, like
the
stew,
the
soup.
The really
yeah.
It's boiling
yeah, 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 with
you.
The tofu in
it's
it.
It's fire, yeah.
You like that?
Yeah, I like that, yeah, with the egg.
You know what? It's similar to Latino, you know, like Mexican food, too.
Yeah,
because the
sure.
hot spicy.
Like a maybe like a hot pozole with tofu.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I don't know.
It's no, that. But the meats and stuff, you know, because y'all
yeah.
marinated nice.
Yeah. I was very impressed.
Oh, we're already time flew by, huh? Gotta do part two. Part three. You gotta come back.
All right, for
yeah. So we're down to the last 10 minutes. Can we? I want to really promote like what you got going on in the future.
Tight.
Again, like your merch or future tours or where they could get your photos or whatever.
Okay, cool. Well, fucking just recap on what I do more in mm-hmm. depth. So I'm a director, photographer. I'm also a designer and I am a tour manager and I'm a creative director. And I help freaking uplift people's careers.
Yeah.
Visually, strategically, I'm really good at marketing. Just this year, I started landing like some. My life went like a whole 360 within the past year. Now I live in a fucking penthouse in downtown. Shout out to life and God because it wasn't.
You're in a penthouse.
Yeah, bro.
So
I went
you're
from being
from
homeless.
Homeless. Hold up. Homeless on
yeah.
the east.
Yeah.
To a penthouse in downtown Los Angeles.
Yes.
Holy smokes.
Life is crazy.
You're really in a penthouse?
Yeah, literally. PH is my fucking floor. Yeah.
That's crazy. That's your floor on the elevator?
PH,
there's
yes.
an elevator?
There's an elevator.
So you
it's
go
PH.
Beep, it goes up.
Yeah.
And it opens up to your crib?
No, it opens up to another another six penthouses, but mine's like on that side.
What?
And I'm on 14 this way, yeah. So that's how you guys have my address now.
That's crazy.
I wasn't trying not to say it.
But you're in a penthouse. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you, dude.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I know.
Your friends trip out on you?
Yeah, yeah. I bring my homies around. Like,
do they trip out or what? They look scared or
No, last time they were all
looking at the ground. Nah, like, oh,
no, last time they were crying. They were like, we're so proud of you.
Oh,
I can't believe it.
Damn, that's crazy.
It's fucking, it's weird. My life is weird. But yeah, so
damn.
It's been great.
So if people want to hire you for directing or like how do they get a hold of you?
EncryptLosAngeles@gmail.com.
Encrypt again is with a K.
ENKRYPT Los Angeles all one word .com. You can follow me on IG. Everywhere is Encrypt Los Angeles. You could even Google me Encrypt space Los Angeles and you'll find me everywhere.
When you gonna re up your? I would buy that. I would buy one.
You want to see my jacket, dude?
Yeah, break it out.
Watch you.
Break it out.
Hold on, I'm gonna put this.
Yeah. Is it the same style or what's the deal?
Yes.
Let me check it out. Let me hold it. Let me hold it and put it.
Embroidered, bro.
Let me see. I'm gonna flash it. Yeah. Go ahead. Have a seat again. Damn, it's Dickies too.
Yeah, dude.
What the?
Just to make that jacket, you have no idea how much it costs to fucking just make it. But I made 35 of these, and they sold out already. But look at this detail.
Dang.
This shit even made it on HBO. Shout out to HBO Max. HBO Max.
Go ahead. Shout out.
The hype. Shout out to the hype.
Dickies.
Yeah. It's bad looking. Look, we did this bandana.
Dude, it's embroidered in there.
This bandana sleeve. The patch right here.
Oh, it's a bandana sleeve.
Yo.
Dude, check it out.
Yeah.
This is crazy cool.
Thank you. It's a fucking piece.
Are you going to re-up on these?
No, never again. That's
so this is limited edition.
Yeah, that's it.
But what about the t-shirts? I want to.
This is the T right here. Yeah, I got you on the T.
Yeah, what's up? I would rock it everywhere.
I'll re-up. Yeah?
Yeah, sick, dude. Would you wear it?
Oh, my God. Let me show you the B. You would fuck with the B fucking nice to watch. This one's super lit.
Yeah.
I'll show you. This is B fucking nice. Where is it? Oh, yeah. So these were the B fucking nice shirts.
Dang,
so I made my own like happy face and shit.
That's sick.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. How do we get one of those?
Those are going to be restocked soon.
Yeah, when? Where do they get it?
Encrypt Los Angeles.
Okay, so when you re-up in a month,
yeah,
go to Encrypt with Los the K, Los Angeles. Is that your social media? That's your Instagram.
No, that's my
website.
My website, EncryptLosAngeles.com, and then everywhere else is Encrypt Los Angeles.
What else? You got beanies? Like, what else? You got hats?
No, so I have, I'm going to have pins, pins. I'm going to have a Cholotron, my Cholotron drop.
Wait, what's Cholotron?
Hold up.
What is that? What's Cholotron?
Oh, I see Cholotron.
Yeah, what's Cholotron? Come on, let's plug it.
Cholotron.
Let's plug the Cholotron.
So I made a 1964 Impala into a Transformer.
Oh, I'm writing that down. Cholotron. Like it's Tron, the movie Tron?
Yeah.
That's one of my favorites growing up.
I'll show you.
With Flynn?
You're gonna get a kick out of this. This is
Cholotron.
So I thought to myself, so I got this lowrider. Okay, this is how I started. I got this lowrider.
Yeah, because you have some beautiful ink.
Thank you.
Oh, that's beautiful. Where'd you get your artwork done?
My homegirl, White Hair from Heartless.
Yeah.
Tattoos. She's dope. So I got this tattoo from her, and I was thinking to myself while I was wearing the Transformers shirts.
Yeah.
And I was just like, you know, sometimes I have crazy ideas, I don't know where. And then I was just like in pain. What the fuck? No one's ever made Transformers out of lowriders. And then it just
Transformers out of lowriders.
Yeah,
that's genius.
No one's ever fucking done it.
But you thought of that?
Yeah.
What makes you think about these crazy ideas?
I'm telling you, I was fucking getting tatted, bro. I don't know.
You just think of it.
Yeah, I just thought about it. And
in
then,
your penthouse in downtown LA, she brainstorms, yo.
Right?
Yeah.
So I just fucking went crazy with the idea, and I was like, oh shit, I gotta make this shit happen. And I looked it up everywhere, all over Google. No one's ever done it. No one's ever done it. So I fucking did it, and now it's my staple shit, and this is him. Look. We can zoom in that. That's Cholotron.
Can I show the camera? Let me just
watch the camera. Cholotron. Oh, shit, I got you. That's Cholotron, bruh.
You got it?
I'm sick.
We got it.
Tight.
Yeah, she's just focusing in. Yeah, good promotions.
Thank you. Yeah. Good looking.
Yeah.
That's Cholotron though. So I made keychains of him.
Does, but you can get this at all at your website one more time.
Yeah. So encryptlosangeles.com with the ENKRYPT Los Angeles all one word.
Maybe in the future you could have a store on Fairfax, like house. You know what I mean,
dude? That would
like
be
you know what I mean.
That's the goal,
dude. You deserve it. That's I mean, you're goal. From LA. I know. It's the authentic thing.
Yeah, and I put
people
it,
would
I
support
put it down.
That.
They do. I
no,
love
but
you guys.
What if you had your own store? That would be sick. The Reverie could slang her shit. You could slang your shit.
She,
you know what
she
I'm
could be posted right next to me. It'd be so tall.
Yeah,
mom.
She could have her own section.
Yeah, no, her own store next to me.
Imagine even like the store, it would look like you could get like your homies to do a piece in there.
It would be so lit.
You that, know what I mean?
You're manifesting this shit.
Dude,
what's up?
That would be sick. Let's you know, see. Near Cantor's.
Ten years later.
Near Cantor's?
That would be
like
fucking sick.
Like get on
sick.
The corner or something?
Right on Melrose?
Yeah.
That would be sick.
That would be lit. Dude, you would One own day. Like the whole building of the house.
We'd be doing a lot of shit by then for sure.
For sure.
And this is just me by myself doing all
You're
this
doing
shit.
This not by yeah. yourself?
Why not hire artists? Yeah, and I just fucking, wow, yeah, curate all of it by myself. I do all the photo and video promo
you
for
You do
it.
All of it?
All of it.
So you do everything.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, it's my brain.
Dude,
I don't
your
know
family must be proud.
I love my mom.
Come on. Again, so is there anything we missed? Do you want to plug a couple other things? Oh, your Instagram again?
Yeah, if you guys want to book me for anything, video shoots, yeah. I direct commercials, I do ads, documentaries, music videos, hit me up, album covers, that's my specialty, conceptual photo shoots, that's my thing, mm-hmm. street shit.
So as far as pricing, let's say there's an indie band from East Los.
$1 million cash.
So $1 million.
I'm just kidding.
And they want you, they like your stuff. How do they reach out to you? Through your Instagram?
Yeah, through my email, encryptlosangeles@gmail.com, mm-hmm. or my website, everything there will direct you straight to me.
That's what's up.
And I have a Google Voice number that you can call. On my IG.
Oh, that's smart. I just started getting hip to that. So yeah. You could get a Google number.
Yeah.
Just for Google.
Mm-hmm. And if it gets too creepy, then you just deactivate it and change your number. Right.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
But that doesn't change your number.
That's crazy.
Is that kind of like a...
So it's a temporary number that
no,
you could just...
It's not temporary. You can actually keep it, but it will just redirect that phone call into your phone.
Oh, so they don't have your phone number.
Yeah, they just have that.
Oh.
Yeah, so you guys don't have my real number, but you can call me. I'll still text
That's
you.
That's crazy.
You can text it like it's for regular phone and everything. Yeah.
Well, dude, that you're always welcome back.
Thank you.
Stay tuned for the Reverie part 2 as well. And then when y'all hitting the road again?
I don't know. Due to COVID, we have no idea yet.
Okay, but look out for that.
Yep.
Okay.
And shout out to my friend Andrew, by the way. He watches you.
He really?
Yeah.
Do a couple other shout outs, too. Any other shout outs?
Shout out to the whole team. Shout out to Rev, Loudon. Shout out to Cav. Fucking shout out to everyone who's been pulling shit out for me. Marissa, Peluche.
Mm-hmm.
I love y'all. Fuck. Everybody who's been fucking creating with me. Brandy, Jen. Yeah. Danny, love you guys. Like, shit's wild right now. So thanks everybody for writing for me. Shout out to my mom and Andrew. We're here with Stevie.
Andrew, we love you, man. thanks for supporting and watching, man. We love you over here.
For sure.
At the Stevie Weeby Show. Thanks for tuning in for another episode. We do have a Patreon attached to the show if you want to help support the podcast. You know, so it survives and thrives. Go to patreon.com/stevieweeby. We do have a website too. Just know that the orders are delayed. This is my merch. I write everything down handwritten. Patreon, I mean, stevieweebyshow.com. Instagram/QUANGOU. And there is, oh, I can't forget this. I do another podcast with my buddy Jeremiah Watkins. We are called Scissor Brothers, Scissor Bros. Go to youtube.com/scissorbros. Subscribe today. Okay, we could use that. And those episodes drop every Friday, okay? And tell a friend. And then we do have a P.O. box. If you want to send any kind of fan mail or packages, send all your stuff to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California, 90093. It was an honor having you. Mm-hmm. That was sick. Did you have fun?
Yes.
That was sick.
And we're off.
My buddy Skip is a trip, feeling blue like a crip. Framed for robbing a bank, letting loose from the hip. He really couldn't predict this grip, was so full of angst. Him and Henry were woodpeckers, did a song and dance that bit. Oh, rodeo man in the west, you can. You're the best on the land to bless the sands. Do the bull with your hand, oh Skip, you can. Get that fucking bull, pull on that rope. Feeling still crazy, maintaining against the grain. Making me wanna get in a plane. The pain inside my brain never ends, sustained. I'm down for the count on the ground, freight train. Living today, don't give it away, the peace and the praise, the rays. Shining it down to mightiest crowns, the finest of frowns delayed. Skippy's afraid, he feels betrayed, live this way, can deal with shade. His spade is spade, he made the gray, displayed in a charade of pain. I am not a man, I am an animal, a male. I live by maritime, the law of water about to sail. When my mother had me, I slipped out of